Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 14th week after the Sunday of Trinity Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 9, verses 30 through 33. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it, that is, a righteousness that is by faith. But that Israel, who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness, did not succeed in reaching that law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 12 through 13. As he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." It is not enough for you to believe that there is a God and that you make long prayers, as is now the abominable custom. In the case of the lepers, you see how it is a mark of faith to teach men fruitful prayer without any professional instruction. Here you see how they had formed a good opinion about Christ and had acquired a degree of confidence in him. They also entertained the firm expectation that he would regard them graciously. This same expectation made them bold and thirsty so that they placed their need before him and with all seriousness and in a loud voice requested his help. Had they not previously gained this high opinion and expectation in regard to him, they would have probably stayed at home and not come out to meet him, crying out to him in a loud voice. In that case, too, doubt would have probably gained the upper hand as they asked themselves, "What are we up to? Who knows if he will react kindly to our requests? Perhaps he will not even look at us." True faith has no doubt at all about the good and gracious will of God. And so the prayer of true faith is strong, just as faith itself is strong and firm. St. Luke underlines three things in the conduct of these lepers. First, they came out to meet Jesus. Secondly, they stood. And thirdly, they lifted up their voices. In these three points, Luke praises their strong faith and sets them before us as examples. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, all that you have revealed to us about Jesus and his gospel of salvation is the strongest of incentives to faith and confidence. Grant us your grace to accept in firm faith all that your gospel offers us, in and through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.